WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. ABC News Now, I'm Andy Field. State police in Maine say at least 10 people have died, dozens others injured after a mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Residents told to shelter in place. He's now House Speaker Mike Johnson.
He is a grassroots conservative, and the Republican Party, the House of Representatives, and American people are better off for having him ascend to the position of leadership.
Louisiana Republican elected today. All Republicans, including Virginia's Bob Good, voting for him. Hours later, members passing a resolution supporting Israel's right to defend itself and condemning Hamas.
The other thing is that, as you know, and I say it again...
Former President Trump fined again by the judge in his New York civil fraud trial for violating a gag order. What's now Tropical Storm Otis was the strongest hurricane to hit Mexico's Pacific coast, slamming ashore in Acapulco, Category 5. President Biden hosting a state dinner tonight for Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. This is ABC News. U.S. Postal Service is addressing postal crime.
The crackdown on criminals attacking postal workers and stealing mail is from the U.S. Postal Service. Law enforcement making more than 600 arrests since May after some 500 letter carriers were attacked and robbed last year, targeted for their universal keys that open those blue mailboxes on street corners across the country. Recognizing the problem, the Postal Service has started replacing those outdated keys and upgrading mailboxes with higher security features. Another measure, zeroing in on counterfeit change of address transactions. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Washington, D.C. prosecutors charging Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman with a count of falsely pulling a fire alarm. Capitol surveillance video showed Bowman pulling an alarm in the Capitol office building on September 30th as the House voted to keep the government funded. A source with the D.C. Attorney General's office telling ABC News under a plea agreement, Bowman will pay a fine and get 3 months probation. Andy Field, ABC News.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Trudy's doing DC, baby. The rest of the week, I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted. He's on!
Stop!
Another...
I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for an extra 20 years took another step Wednesday. A state Senate committee took testimony on a bill that spends $546 million in public money. The deal passed the assembly last week. Republican Dewey Strobel chairs the committee. He hopes to have enough votes to pass it in time for the Senate to pass it in November. Another school in the Universities of Wisconsin system is cutting jobs. The UW-Platteville campus announced Tuesday they will eliminate over 100 positions on the campus. The school is facing an over $9 million structural deficit. About 60 people are going to be laid off, while officials plan to cut 31 open positions on the campus. The campus joins UW-Oshkosh in laying off workers amid budget cuts. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media. News.
The Packers placed two players on injured reserve. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were back at practice after their 19-17 loss to the Broncos in Denver, but several players were missing. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
So Aaron Jones, Josh Myers, Luke Musgrave, Darnell Savage, and Eric Stokes did not practice. Then limited were Jair Alexander, Drake K. Campbell, Elgton Jenkins, Yosh, Devontae Wyatt.
LaFleur says Jones is still sore from Sunday's game. Defensive back Eric Stokes, after missing the past year with a foot and knee injury, is back in IR with a hamstring, and safety Darnell Savage has been moved to the injured reserve after re-aggravating a calf muscle. Backup Jonathan Owens is expected to start at safety Sunday against the Vikings.
Football is, it's all the same, you know what I mean? It's just you have to get comfortable within the different schemes, but it just comes down to reacting and playing fast, you know, and knowing what to do. Just ready.
Baseball, Craig Counsell is headed to New York for a job interview, the Brewers granting permission to allow the New York Mets to interview Counsell to become their next manager. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 51. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High of 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 51.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
DeSantis is not going out of his way to let his own constituents know about it.
Doesn't appear to be so.
Well, that's what being a climate denier is all about. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and site still known as Twitter at Green News Report.
Are you tired of think tank?